This is Dr. Singh. I'm dictating from Marywood Manor Nursing Care Center. Patient first name is Chester, C-H-E-S-T-E-R. Last name is Smith, S-M-I-T-H. Date of birth is 3-2-1932. Date of evaluation 12-29-2023. HPI history page, complaints. Psychiatric evaluation for assessment of cognitive functioning and assess efficacy of current psychotropic medications. History of present illness. This is a 91 years old male, was familiar to our service but new to me. He was admitted to this facility on 12-1-2023. His chart indicates history of urinary tract infection, history of cerebrovascular disease, difficulty in walking, history of COVID-19, iron deficiency anemia, aortic valve stenosis, gout, chronic kidney disease, history of syncope, history of bilateral inguinal hernia, hereditary and idiopathic neuropathy, chronic congestive heart failure, osteoarthritis of left ankle and foot. Patient somewhat of a poor historian. He could not tell me circumstances leading to his placement here. But the report said he's feeling okay. He denied any persistent feelings of sadness, depression, hopelessness. He denied any paranoia, delusional thinking, hallucinations. Period. I reviewed evaluations done by PA and psychologists from our service. Next paragraph. Patient reports that he lives in Westland. Patient talked about his son, who is supportive of him. He reports that his wife is deceased. Patient told me that he was born in Tennessee and did some tool and die making type of work. He reports he has two daughters. He knew Biden as a president, but did not know who the governor of Michigan is. He could recall 0 out of 3 objects after 3 minutes. Period. Patient was admitted to this facility on Seroquel 25 milligram HS. And he's also on memantine. Five milligram twice a day. Next paragraph, I spoke to a patient's son on phone, who reports that his dad is more tired and unable to stand and walk since he had COVID and has reported increased fatigue and weakness. Period. Son reported that he was started on Seroquel in the hospital and denies that dad is having any hallucinations or delusions and was okay with the discontinuation of Seroquel. Next paragraph, interval, medical, social, family history, date of last visit, December 2023. Next paragraph, review of medical, family, social history indicates no changes since last visit. Medical history, see chart, social history as reported. Family history, unremarkable. Next paragraph, medical record, lab, diagnostic text, review, collateral form and chart, nursing, and phone contact with patient's son. Next paragraph, current psychotropic medication, see medication page. Number one, Seroquel, 25 milligram HS. Number two, memantine, 5 milligram twice a day. Next paragraph, mental status examination. Blood pressure is 141 over 77, pulse 85, respiration 18. Next paragraph, constitutional weakness, grooming, fair, motor movements, weakness, stature, lying, gait, not tested, level of consciousness, alert, demeanor, cooperative, effect, constricted, mood, euthymic speech, soft, not very verbal thought processes, periods of confusion, suicidal homicidal ideation, denied psychotic symptom, no evidence of psychosis, want of knowledge, fair judgment, limited insight, limited orientation, person with the normal place, time, impaired attention, concentration, impaired memory, recent impaired sleep problems, non-appetite, fear. Next paragraph, under assessment and plans. Adjustment disorder with anxiety, F43.22. Plans, patient's mood and anxiety symptoms seem to be stable. He apparently was in a delirium in the hospital period. I have no evidence of delirium or psychosis. He had discontinued Seroquel. Patient's son was in agreement with the above plans. Number two, dementia and other disease classified elsewhere, unspecified severity without behavioral disturbance, psychotic disturbance, mood disturbance, and anxiety, F02.80. Plans continue, memantine as prescribed. Disposition notify service of any changes in mood or behaviors and new concerns. Next paragraph, patient will continue to be seen for monitoring of current psychotropic drug regimen, including its efficacy and adverse effects. Next paragraph, procedure code 99310, end of dictation.